There's a, so this is, here she is. This is Erica Schenk. She's a young woman who's been running for 10 years, and she is on the cover of Woman's Running magazine this month. She lives in New York, and she runs in Central Park, and she agreed to be on the cover of this month's magazine because she believes that women deserve to be praised for good health, and also that women of size need to have a presence in the media. The cover of this of all women's magazines are very influential. Publications that target women consistently broadcast messages that focus on beauty, appearance, weight, and sex appeal. Anyone that has been to Publix or any other grocery store and you're standing in line in the checkout, all you have to do is look at those magazines and you know what I'm talking about. This cover of Woman's Running was praised and commented on by hundreds of women that were so grateful that finally there was an image of a woman of size on the cover of a magazine, and a fitness magazine at that. Many of you know that I am a runner, and I actually read this magazine online every month. I began running last year, just out of the blue. I was walking, and I was like, oh, I'm going to start running. And so I started running, and 6 months later, I was running 4 miles a day, 5 days a week. And then I got into a car accident in October, and those of you that were here in the congregation know I was on crutches for over 4 months. On the crutches, and I was sidelined for that time, and I just started running again a few months ago, and it is slow going. I'm only up to about 2.5 miles, 3 days a week, because my body changed, my attitude changed, not in a good way. It's very difficult to get up in the morning to go running. Anyone who has experienced an injury or an illness that changes how your body works understands this frustration and depression and anger that takes place when something like this happens. And in those 4 months that I was sidelined, since then, I gained back 20 of the 30 pounds that I had lost. So I want to show you another photo. This is a Dutch model. I cannot pronounce her name, so I'm not even going to try. And she's running with her 2-year-old daughter. And this is an advertisement for the stroller that was posted on Instagram. Yeah, right? Right. So as you can imagine, this photo garnered a lot of comments as well from women. And many women were a little bit angry that the ad set unrealistic body expectations for women, and specifically for moms. I know I'm never going to look like that. For one, I'm not 6 feet tall. And I'm not 23 years old, so that's just one of the things I got going against me. Also, I really enjoy eating food, so not going to happen. And I want to be really clear, though, right now, that I'm not saying that being thin is in any way bad or offensive or wrong. The body positive movement is about body love and inclusivity, and it's about acceptance for everybody. It's just that this image looks a lot like most of the images that are on magazines and on TV right now. Thin, young, white, and flawless. And these images have wreaked havoc on the self-worth of women for too long, and I'm fed up with it. And I think we all need to be fed up with it, right? Approximately 91% of women and girls are unhappy with their bodies, one part of their body, and they want to change it, with body weight ranking highest. On average, women have 13 negative thoughts about their body every day. More than 40% of women and 20% of men agree that they would consider cosmetic surgery in the future. And these statistics remain constant across gender, age, marital status, and race. Young girls, one study found that young girls were more afraid of being fat than they are of nuclear war, cancer, or losing their parents. One in every 3 articles in these leading teen girl magazines focuses on appearance. One in every 3. And most of the advertisements in these magazines use an appeal to beauty to sell their products. Americans spend more than $40 billion a year on diet and beauty products. $40 billion. Last week, I dug through some boxes and I found my childhood diary that I started writing in 1984, so I was nine. And I wanted to see at what point in my life I started documenting my unhappiness with my body. So it was 1987. I was in seventh grade. That's my diary. It says stay out on it. My brothers did not stay out of it. See the lock that was broken on it? They actually read it at one point, and then they wrote in it, I read it all, Paul. Thanks, Paul. That's my older brother. So there's a page in here from 1987. This is me in seventh grade. And if you can see, I actually wrote ugly next to my face. So 1987, I was in seventh grade. I was 12 years old. And I saw in my diary my New Year's resolutions. And my New Year's resolutions were to French kiss David Googe, which is a boy. I was really, really in love with this boy in my neighborhood. To visit California, which I have once. Get better grades. And to lose 20 pounds. I was 12. Where on earth did I get the idea that I was not pretty, that I needed to look like everybody else, and everyone needed to look the same? And it was when I was 12 that I started feeling attracted to boys, and I wanted them to be attracted to me. There's an entry on October 8th in 1989, and I wrote, I'm sitting here pigging out on goldfish crackers, and I know I shouldn't because I'm on a diet. I need to lose 20 pounds. That's like the magic number for me my entire life. Because Joe will not like me as long as I am fat. Women consistently describe their feelings of body shame in terms of not being attractive enough for their partner or not being attractive enough to even get the attention of a romantic interest. My whole diary is filled with page after page of the names of boys that I had crushes on and my belief that none of them would like me because of the way I looked. According to the Beauty Redefined Body Image Program, body shame has been linked to disordered eating, unhealthy sexual practices, like not saying no when you want to say no, and not using condoms, plans for cosmetic surgery, diminished performance at school, diminished athletic performance, depression, anxiety, and sedentary lifestyles. Some scholars believe that the habitual body monitoring encouraged by the sexually objectifying culture may reduce a woman's quality of life. And from my own personal experience, I know this to be true. I identify as a white, straight, cis female, and cis meaning I identify with the gender that I was born with. So I was born a female, and I identify as such. So what I'm saying is coming from that my perspective. And as I prepared to talk to you today, I was thinking and I wondered if lesbians fight this same battle with body image that heterosexual women do. So I looked at several studies to see, and I figured out that, yep, same battles are happening because this is a war on women's bodies, regardless of their sexual identity. But really what it comes down to is that there is a war on bodies that do not fit the norm as defined by people who have way too much power. So there is a war on gay men's bodies and scarred bodies and transgendered bodies. There is a war on the bodies of people of color and differently abled bodies and older bodies. And we have this idea of what is attractive. And many of us wish that we had what we don't have, like a less crooked nose or a smaller derriere, or more hair, or less gray hair, or larger breasts, or smaller breasts, or less wrinkles, or whiter teeth, or more muscles, or lighter skin, or arms that don't jiggle when you wave goodbye. You know that part there? The list goes on and on. So it's more than just weight. There's a beauty standard that we see in the media, and we are bombarded with it. and we feel that we are supposed to look this certain way, and we feel ashamed of our bodies if we do not match up. But we don't have to perpetuate this myth of ideal beauty. We can change the story. We can shift the paradigm. And so there's this movement happening, this body positive movement online and throughout the world. So let's watch a short video that illustrates what this movement is about.